Raphael Wayne Roth Brown with Speed of Light. Before that, Cessna with Polymorph. Band member number two with Some of My Parts. Cam Cahan, Fly on the Wall. Nintendo Fan 892 with YTPMV Red Zone. And Checked Out with Telepathy. You have been listening to Syrup Moves Radio for the last 2 hours, and we are at the end. I'm so sorry. I will be performing in Port Alberni, British Columbia, August 22nd as Megafauna. I will be playing my entire new album, which comes out in September. Tickets are available online, which is very cool. And you can find everything over on themarsh.ca. If you go there and you click on music and scroll down, you will see information about the live shows. I'm very excited about that show. I haven't played in Port for a while, but that one is at Char's Landing, August 22nd. Doors at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30, and it's $15. And like I said, you can get tickets at the door. I think that's pretty much all I have publicly announced at the moment. There's a new issue. The first issue of Glyph is available over on themarsh.ca. There should be physical copies coming soon. Follow themarsh.ca on Instagram to see when that happens. There's also the second issue of Skulk over on themarsh.ca. You can check out the digital versions for both. And I would appreciate that very much. You can also check out my lounge car session from back in July. June, available on YouTube right now. So I hope that you'll do that. As always, everything that I do is over on themarsh.ca. You can follow me on Instagram if you would like to. I try and post there sometimes, but I really don't. I've been really thriving without social media, and it's been kind of nice, to be totally honest. So anyway, that's where I am. themarsh.ca has everything. You can support me every month on Ko-fi if you feel like it. You can support Syrup. You can support the radio station directly by going to smithersradio.com and becoming a member. That would be a very cool thing for you to do. And we are going to end things off with a little spoken word, a little poetry by Mimi, a.k.a. Mickey Doo. The piece is called Damn Perfect, and I think it's a nice way to end this episode. So take care of yourselves, each other, and I will see you next week here on Syrup Moves Radio.
I say I want to create something, yet pen to paper has never felt so foreign. What do you do when you're having a crisis of creation? I'll do it when I have more time, more money, more energy. But without letting my creativity flow, I'll never have any of these things. Going through the motions of my day so focused on my physical body that I've forgotten I'm spirit, here to enjoy this body for just a short time. What do you do when you forget where you came from? Sometimes it feels like a crisis of faith. And no wonder we have an obsession with this body, this moving and breathing and doing vessel that reflects outward everything we feel inside, even if we don't know we feel that way. It shows. And if I let myself create without worrying that it looks good or anyone else will even like it, it shows. So start small. Create a word, create a moment. Create a bite of food so tasty that your mouth waters at the thought. Create the touch of your fingertip to the space between your eyes until you feel your heart breathe a deep sigh. What do you do when you find out you're the answer to all the questions? Creation over fixation. I'll be better when I fix my body, fix my finances, fix my relationship, my home, my job, my kids, my habits. And outside, all the alarm bells are going off, pulling my focus out and away to all the things that might be not quite right, and all the spaces that need work, and all the ideas that challenge my understanding of myself. What do you do when that noise gets so loud that you stop listening? Listening to the way it's always been, the way it should be, the opinions of others, the voices in your head, the gospel of the internet. When the safest place to come back to is your own body. come back and create a new listening. There's a thread inside all of us, the thread of creative energy. It anchors us to our innermost self, the pure self, whose only work is just to be. And maybe that thread has frayed over the years, or been wound so tight that it feels like it could break at any moment. It shows. Start to feel that thread like you would a beautiful silk cloth. Finely woven, supple between your fingers. Start to coax it back to life. Bring it into your body, your mind, your conversations, all the parts of your day that have been going on behind the scenes, quietly waiting to be illuminated. Let the thread of creativity weave color into its path. Let it show up in everything you do, everything you say, all the way down to the spark of you. Your creativity is so damn perfect.